Welcome to the podcast. We'll be discussing issues of rude drivers and the impact that they have on our daily lives. We want to hear from you. I want to hear from the listeners. I want to hear your stories and the things that you've gone through out there, good and bad. We'll explore the reasons behind aggressive driving behavior, the consequences that it can have, and also how we can contribute, create more courteous and safer environment. We want to look into the psychology of rude driving, the consequences, strategies of dealing with the rude drivers, and creating a positive driving culture. Let's start by delving into the psychology of rude driving. What motivates drivers to behave aggressively on the road? Let's discuss factors such as stress, impatience, the fact that they think that they're unseen in the car. I guess that's why they picked their boogers and everything. But we can still see you. We'll also explore the social influences and individual personality traits that can play a role in shaping driving habits. But yes, I want to hear from you. I want to hear your stories as well as the good and the bad, of course. At the end of this podcast, I want to get you some information so that you can contact me so that I can email you. Therefore, you can send your stories. We might even be able to have some call-ins and that kind of things here in the near future, as well as possibly video. So hopefully that all works out. Got some stuff coming. So we just want to make sure that we interact with our listeners, and that was my goal here. Let's take a look at time pressure. You know, drivers might feel rushed because of the stress, time constraints, which leads them to drive aggressively and in the attempt to reach their destination a little more quickly. Now, we all know we can leave the house a little bit earlier, but who does? I know I'm guilty of that. I live out of town quite a ways. Grew up out here my whole life, so I'm thinking, yeah, 10 miles into town, well, I got to just put my foot in the throttle a little bit and make up time, which used to work pretty good, but there's a lot of people have moved out into my neighborhood, and it just doesn't work out. If somebody's not in front of you or pushing you from behind, you're going to run into a train. So that's one of those deals where we're all guilty of it. Now, you've all had those people on your morning commute that just go flying past you, and even on the highway, where you think you're doing 5 miles an hour over the speed limit, and here comes this guy that just blows by you like you're parked. All that kind of stuff. Frustration and anger comes up in a lot of people with all the different personalities and such. And other drivers' behavior in traffic congestion and personal issues can lead to frustration and anger, causing some drivers to react aggressively behind the wheel. Now, this first podcast is more of an outline so we can get the idea, so you can get the idea what this podcast is about, so we can get into more fun things later, like your stories. And I have a few stories of my own, like sitting in a stoplight, car in front of me, light turns green. We all start to move, and here comes this guy in the far, not even a lane, blows through the light, totally illegal on the right-hand side, no lane even there, and just blows past everybody. Now, as we get down the road, he pulls into a parking lot, and the guy in front of me whips in behind him, gets out of the car, and is walking to this guy as fast as he can without breaking into a run. And this guy is huge. He comes up and knocks on the guy's window, and the guy's driving a nice Mustang, I believe it was. And they had a heated conversation, and the guy in the Mustang, a smile on his face, just went away. And that's about all that happened there, but still, things like that just frustrate everybody and creates a big problem, as well as the hazards that guy in the Mustang created that could have happened. And, you know, some drivers kind of feel anonymous in their vehicles. They feel safe, which makes them act more aggressive because they don't think they'll have consequences. And some of them like to play around and do things they shouldn't. I was a truck driver for a local gravel company here for 20 years. So I have a lot of stories about those interactions with vehicles and whatnot. And I had one coming across a parking lot at a high rate of speed. I could see him above me, headed for a stop sign where he had to stop and merge into my lane. Well, as I was going past his stop sign, he blew the stop sign right in front of me and had to stop at the light that was just ahead of that. So I had to shut that truck down, the nose just about hitting the pavement. Luckily, the truck was empty, so I was able to shut it down. And I'm looking at this guy, and he's looking at the mirror, looking at me, laughing. Thought that was funny. And as we traveled to our destination, went through a couple more stoplights and whatnot, he's still laughing, doing a little brake checking, messing around like he's pretty cool dude. We got to the point where he made a left-hand turn, or was needing to make a left-hand turn, and I shut my truck down to match his speed right next to him. I won't tell you what I said to the guy, but to my surprise, his wife was in the passenger seat, and she leaned back, and the look on her face says she was not impressed by her husband, and he was no longer smiling. When they made the left-hand turn and took off, I went back to the plant, told my boss what had happened, and he said, "Oh, Lord, I'm going to get a call." I said, "No, you're not. This guy knew what he did, and he's not having any more part of it." And there's also a lack of empathy in some people. It's like the me first. I'm better than you, and get out of my way. I'm more important than you are. So you got to watch out for that kind of stuff as well. It's also important to remember that aggressive driving can have serious consequences. You've all seen the accidents and intersections out on the highway. A lot of this is due to over-aggressive drivers. And it's best to focus on the safe driving and well-being of everybody on the road. Now, these podcasts will get better with my listeners' help. I can't wait to hear from all of you, get your input. Might even get my kid in here, hopefully, and some others to sit here and talk about some of their experiences. Let's take a look at social influence, media portrayal. I mean, such as movies and video games and whatnot get people cranked up and get to thinking that they're pretty good drivers. Have you ever been to a stock car race, sprint car race? And after the race, in the parking lot, going to the main road, what do you see a lot of? Well, the bench racers are now in their personal vehicles and they're showing you their stuff. Not a good idea. I used to race open-wheel cars, basically homemade sprint car back when I was in high school. And I'd be uptown, and most of my aggression came out on the track, so I drove normally everywhere else. But I'd have a friend go down a main street uptown, 60 miles an hour in a 25-mile-an-hour zone, come back and say, "Hey, I'd make a good racer, wouldn't I?" I honestly looked right at him and I said, "No, you're stupid." Just because you get aggressive and drive wild doesn't make you have skills. You have to be able to think. So some instances, the aggressive driving is glorified, which makes some of these other people more aggressive and leading them to mimic other behaviors that they see. But what they don't realize is those guys out on that track have skill. And the more they run them cars on that track and race each other, the more skill that they develop, which does transfer to your main roads and highways. Not the bench racer who goes out back and starts throwing rocks at everybody, spinning around in parking lots or speeding down main roads. You just have to think about what you're doing sometimes. And if you want to drive more aggressively, build a car and take it to the track. But I guarantee you, you get overly aggressive out there, they will give you an education that you won't forget. So other than the track, if you want to seek that sensation, excitement, and thrill, take it to a more remote location. Narcissism also plays a factor in some of these aggressive drivers, along with the lack of empathy towards others. They're more about their own needs and desires than anybody else on the road. And some just have hostile attitudes. Could be problems at home or whatever, but they're just hostile. they're already mad before they even got behind the wheel. And sometimes when somebody flies by you, you got to wonder, are they having an emergency or are they just a jerk? Where it's important to take note of all these factors, it's most important to be aware of your surroundings. Pay attention to everything. And we all know aggressive driving can have severe consequences, such as the risk of accidents, which will cause road rage, in that stress levels will be high for everybody. There's also the potential legal and financial implications, injuries that could be caused, even fatalities, and road rage incidences can escalate quickly. Then there's the legal implications, which could include fines, license suspensions, or even imprisonment in some cases, which does lead to that financial problem. So just try to avoid all those stress levels just by paying attention. Don't engage with those guys. At least try not to. I know sometimes they try to pull you into it and brake check you. And even, like I say, when I was driving the trucks, they would brake check the truck, and I could see them looking in the mirror at me every time they did it, trying to get me to tag them. But luckily, I was on top of that, and I would just point right at them forward, and they would drive away. So you got to watch all that stuff, because there are people out there that try to cause accidents just to get into a lawsuit, try to get some money out of you. So you've got to watch all that kind of stuff. You kind of have to develop your own driving strategies, like maintaining your composure, have patience to avoid escalation. And it is important to stay calm and not engage with these people and their aggressive attitudes. And you might have to contact law enforcement if you encounter somebody with a seriously dangerous behavior. And there are also education and awareness classes and whatnot out there that you can go through. I know when I was driving the truck, we had to take a class once in a while where we drove around town, and then an awareness had to speak out and mention everything that we see. And most of that stuff was just stuff that you just take in a second, but they wanted you to verbalize it all. And that kind of helps some people and couldn't hurt anyway. So those kind of things can help lesser experienced drivers to kind of understand how to not engage with these things, see what's coming, know what's going to happen before it happens. And that's just kind of a sense that you can develop. Now, being the safe driver, we can all play a role in all of this by practicing empathy ourselves, understanding, and adhering to traffic laws. Set the example for others to follow. Consideration goes a long ways out on the road. So safe travels, and thank you for listening to this podcast. And like I say, we are going to get better, and we want your involvement and to get you to send me those emails. Now, my intention is to have a lot more fun with this. So subscribe, and there's probably be a little donation thing there that I certainly would appreciate. And that way I will have your email so that I can give you mine so you can shoot back your stories. And this should also keep out some of them scammers and whatnot, hopefully. So everybody have a good time. Drive safe out there and hope to hear from y'all. I want to hear your stories, and good ones and the bad ones. Let's just have a good time with this podcast. Everybody likes to talk about their driving experiences and bad drivers. Take care.